USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Super Bowl Sunday is tomorrow with the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he is ready for the big game and loves all the support from around the world.
I mean, it sounds like a great script to me. I don't know about everybody else, but I love that Germany supports us. I actually had a buddy who played football in Germany this last year, and he was sending me videos of down the street there's Chiefs jerseys everywhere. So it was awesome to see that and that support. I can't wait to get out there.
An unidentified object was shot down 10 miles off the frozen coast of Alaska. No word on what that object looks like or where it came from, but it is being described as the size of a small car.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the Department of Defense tracked the object over Alaska for 24 hours.
Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object, and they did. And it came inside our territorial waters. And those waters right now are frozen.
This comes as the U.S. downed a Chinese surveillance balloon last week. I'm Dave Collins.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Commerce Department restricting six Chinese companies tied to the Chinese Army's aerospace programs from obtaining U.S. technology without government authorization. South Dakota set to prohibit nearly all forms of gender-affirming treatment for transgender minors after a proposed law gained sweeping approval through its state legislature. The state Senate passed a House bill banning surgical and non-surgical gender-affirming treatment for minors in a 30-4 vote, advancing the legislation to Governor Kristi Noem's desk. This is USA News.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/DNC.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, you're starting to speak another language.
Babbel's lessons are voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no better way than
Babbel. Text radio to 64,000 to try Babbel for free. Text radio to 64,000.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The U.S. Surgeon General recently warned that the age of 13 and younger is too early for America's kids to be using social media platforms, despite that being the minimum age to join many of the popular sites such as Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram. He went on to say, "It's a time when it's really important for us to be thoughtful about what's going into how they think about their own self-worth and their relationships, and the skewed and often distorted environment of social media often does a disservice to many of those children." Unearthed documents from early in the JonBenet Ramsey murder investigation show DNA evidence recovered under her fingernails and clothes was not a match for members of the family and others close to the case. Police for years continued to float the possibility that her parents were under an umbrella of suspicion in the gruesome slaying. All this according to a new book on late Colorado investigator Lou Smith, who worked the case, by John W. Anderson, a former El Paso County sheriff turned author. A naked Georgia man who stole an ambulance and took the vehicle out for a drive yesterday was taken into custody, according to officials. The man, who was later identified as Bradley Jermaine Baker, is suspected of having been under the influence of narcotics. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
You love your pet, right? So imagine if you were suddenly faced with thousands of dollars in veterinary care. What would you do? Could you make the difficult decision not to help your best friend? If you join PetSavingsUSA.com, you never have to make that choice or face those kind of expenses. That's because PetSavingsUSA members enjoy discounted pet insurance to cover both standard and emergency vet bills. In addition, members save up to 50% on staples like food, toys, and treats, all at major pet retailers. You'll love